Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden dismisses growing fears about inflation. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez spends big bucks on political merchandise. Extreme weather kills hundreds in Europe. Prince Harry betrays his family for money. A new survey shows 20% of Americans believe conspiracy theories about the COVID vaccine. Also ahead, Americans are losing trust in a lot of things. But first, Joe Biden touting his record on the economy as consumer prices continue to climb. Said the president, quote, "Our experts believe the price increases we've seen are expected, and these disruptions are temporary." Well, I didn't expect them. How about you? The rate of inflation up more than 5% compared to last year at this time. If Biden's experts are wrong, he is finished as an effective president. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spending major dollars for merchandise to sell on her web store. Filings show the Democratic Socialist spent more than $1.4 million on Tax the Rich apparel. Fans can pick up one of her sweatshirts promoting the Green New Deal for $58. Sounds like capitalism to me. Record heat and flooding shutting down Europe. The thermometer in Spain and France hitting 40 degrees Celsius, that's 105 Fahrenheit. In Germany, massive flooding killed at least 200 people, with more than 1,000 injured. EU officials blame the bad weather on climate change. Prince Harry will publish a memoir about the royal family. According to reports, Harry hid the upcoming book from his father, Prince Charles. The troubled prince has spoken out against his father in recent interviews with Oprah, claiming Charles, quote, passed down a cycle of genetic pain on Harry and William. Some advice: do not betray your family. It's a karma thing. New poll from The Economist says 1 in 5 Americans believe the COVID vaccine likely contains microchips, which would allow the government to spy on those vaccinated. Wow. In a moment, trust. Americans are losing it. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Johnny Carson began his career hosting a quiz show called Who Do You Trust? Well, today the answer might be not many people. The Gallup polling agency asked folks whether they trust the following: public schools. 32% trust the public school system. That's pretty low. The medical system. 44% trust it. That's lower than I thought it would be. I have a good doctor. I trust her. And in general, I trust the system. Small business. A whopping 70% of Americans trust small business. That's because they do business in their local towns And usually that works out okay. Listen to this one. The church or organized religion, just 37% of Americans trust organized religion now. That's trouble for the culture because once religion vanishes, you have a purely secular system, which is often run on what's good for me only. And societies change when that is in play. U.S. Supreme Court, 36% of Americans trust the highest legal body in the country. That's lower than I thought it would be. Criminal justice system, only 20%. Because of all the violent crime, because of all the corruption, the DAs don't prosecute criminals. Just 20% of Americans trust the criminal justice system right now. The military clocks in at 69%. That's down a few percentage points from 2019. Because there is some politics now in the military, which is not good. Tech companies, just 29% of Americans trust them, and that's all about the censorship. Americans, whether they're conservative or liberal, they know it's wrong for these tech companies to be squelching freedom of speech. Organized labor, 28%, that's all. Trust organized labor. Newspapers, what a disaster. 21% trust newspapers, and most of them will be bankrupt, out of print in the next 5 years. But here's the headline. Just 16% of the American public trust TV news. Why would anyone trust TV news? It's a carnival show. Not all vehicles, not all television anchor and pundits, but most. And you saw that with the Trump administration. This is why I'm doing a Trump-O'Reilly history tour, because we couldn't get any reporting on that. It was all gibberish, partisan garbage. Again, just 16% of Americans trust TV news. On the way out, the presidency itself, here's something interesting. 38% of Americans trust the presidency, but 2 years ago in 2019, it was the same number. So there's no difference between Trump and Biden on the trust front. Finally, the cops, 51% of Americans still trust the police in the face of all that has happened. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and please check out my new book, Killing the Mob. You'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 52 years ago today in 1969, two Americans became the first human beings to step onto the moon. The space flight came 8 years after President Kennedy announced a national goal of placing men on the moon by the end of the 1960s. Here's how Apollo 11 made history. On May 25, 1961, JFK addressed a joint session of Congress saying, quote, "I believe this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before the decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth," unquote. For nearly a decade, NASA scientists and the U.S. military competed with the Soviets to explore space. After numerous setbacks and the deaths of three astronauts here, Apollo 11 took off on July 6, 1969, carrying Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. After traveling 240,000 miles in 76 hours, Apollo 11 entered into a lunar orbit on July 19th. The next day, at 1:46 p.m. Eastern Time, the lunar module named Eagle, manned by Armstrong and Aldrin, separated from the command ship and descended to the moon. At 11 p.m., Armstrong opened the hatch and stepped onto the lunar surface. An amazing achievement for America. The three men safely returned to Earth 8 days after liftoff. On August 13th, the astronauts were honored with their ticker tape parade in New York City. 6 million Americans showed up to celebrate the successful mission. And here's something else you might not know. In total, the Apollo program cost $100 billion in today's money. But the expense was justified not only in defeating the Russians, but in new technologies. Between Kennedy's speech and Armstrong's moonwalk, scientists made the following advancements. Retractable roofs in sports stadiums, athletic shoes, firefighter suits, heart monitors, anti-nausea medication, solar panels, freeze-dried foods, plastic containers, Velcro, wireless headphones, even a miniature vacuum that would later be known as the Dust Buster. All of that came from the moonwalk, and so did a phrase, far out. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.